Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, 7:45, time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. How was your weekend?
Pretty good, pretty good. Sorry to hear about your lawnmower.
Yeah, also I tried to hit some golf balls, and with my hands and the wrists, I can't even do that. So, but I'm going to get it looked at. We'll be all right. Tell me about credit scores and everything and what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so credit scores, while they're on a very exciting topic, I think this headline is unfortunately exciting for the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. and that's according to Equifax, Louisiana has the 49th worst average credit score in the country.
And well, at least it's not 50.
No, it's not 50. That belongs to our friends over in Mississippi, unfortunately.
Again, a race to the bottom.
So our average credit score is a 680. And while some people may say, hey, that sounds really good, you have to consider it. That's the average. That's not the top or the bottom. And so really what I want to talk about today is just credit scores and what folks can do to actually monitor them and stay on top of them. So the first thing I want to talk about is what a credit score even is, right? Because a lot of people know, everyone knows what their credit score is, but they don't know what it actually means. And in essence, it's a numerical representation of how likely your loan is to go bad to the person who's lending you money. And so 680 is, we'll use 800 because that seems to be the standard. So we'll just compare an 800 credit score to, say, someone who has a 700.
Okay.
And what happens with these points is every 20 points, your odds of the loan being bad double. So
really?
A 700 credit score. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's an exponential thing. And so that's another thing a lot of people don't think about, right, is, hey, I'm only 50 points away from your credit score. That's not really that bad. But when you consider the exponential nature of it, it's actually really bad because you're 2.5 times likely to be bad. So a representation that I always show folks that's kind of a scary one to think about is, we use an 800 credit score as a basis. A person with a 700 credit score is 35 more times likely to go bad than an 800 credit score. And, okay, that's not that bad. When you look at a 600 credit score, they're 1,000 times more likely to go bad. So once you get out of that 700 range, you can see why it becomes harder and harder for people to get credit. And
you know what I think is fascinating about this is looking at it from your angle, because we do shows on credit scores and people always worry about their credit. But you're looking at it from the lender's side, and that's amazing. If you have a credit score of 600, you are 100 times more likely to default on a loan. That's what I'm hearing.
1,000 more 1,
times
likely than an 800.
I left
than
a
an 800
off.
Credit score.
I left a zero off on my notes. Sorry about that, Jason.
Yeah. And you know, history has proven these numbers to be correct, Tommy. Mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate thing. And so it's important for everyone to kind of understand what these impacts may be. And so the obvious things, right? Make payments on time, make sure your balances are low. But some other shocking numbers that I think everyone should know is, Why is it that Louisiana struggles? And a key metric that they use to measure credit quality is what's your mortgage defaults over 90 days in your state? Mississippi and Louisiana are both tied at 2% of their mortgage loans being 90% more delinquent. The next closest state is Alabama at 1.5. And when you consider that from a statistical standpoint, that's crazy. The national average is about 1.
Mm.
So it's, you can also, this factors into a lot of things in life, right? Insurance considers risk. Not a lot of people realize that insurance is not just storm risk, it's also credit risk. How worthy are people for credit? And so these are all things that will impact people's ability to get insurance. And ultimately, it's just going to cost you a lot of money over the duration of if you were to borrow money or anything that you do. So I wanted to talk a little bit about credit scores, because credit scores today aren't really the same as they were, say, 10 years ago, right? The old rules were, you know, if you were going to do a mortgage, you paid all your credit cards down, you made sure you didn't have any delinquencies, And the minute they pulled your credit, you had a really good number. That was really easy. Now, credit companies got pretty wise to that over the years. And so what they use now is what they call trended data. Mm-hmm. And so your credit score is actually a compilation of the past 24 months of life for you from a credit standpoint. Mm-hmm. So if you paid all of your credit cards down right before you went to get a loan, it's not going to have an impact on your score like it used to back in the day, simply because it goes back and looks at 24 months. So what I want people to know from this is there's no quick and easy fix to credit scores. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's just like a workout routine or anything else that just takes time training. You have to do it over time nowadays. And that starts with monitoring, really. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people who I talk to about this get turned off by the fact that, oh, well, I have to go buy one of those really expensive credit freezing or monitoring programs. And the reality is, yes, they have great advertising and they tell you that, but everything you need to do to monitor credit score, you can do for free. So the first and most important thing, if no one else listening takes anything from this conversation, is to go freeze your credit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Takes a few minutes. You go to the three reporting agencies and you freeze your credit. That's going to stop the most frequent thing that causes people's scores to suffer other than not paying your bills, which mm-hmm. is fraud, mm-hmm. which has run rampant lately. Mm. And, you know, a few years back, Equifax's systems were breached, right? That means all of our personal info is out there. So unfortunately.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have no choice but to lock these things down. As a percentage, you would be amazed how many people have not locked their credit. So
I
haven't. That's the first.
I have it. My hand's up. I should, but I haven't.
You should. You should. It doesn't take that long.
Okay.
And I can tell you some horror stories of people who've had their identity stolen. The amount of paperwork and time it takes to fix it is horrible. And so the other thing is to just simply monitor your score. Now, there's two ways you can do that. By law, everyone's allowed to get a free copy of their credit report data for free on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. So there's a website out there, annualcreditreport.com. You go out there and you just pull it. Now, first thing you always want to do is make sure that data is right, because there might be old trade lines that haven't closed. There may be data out there that maybe you disagree with. And so once you go out there and you take a look at that, the second most important thing you need to do is, if there's anything that's erroneous or that you don't agree with, is to dispute it. There's an entire process that creditors like me have to go through where if someone claims that the data that we report to a credit agency is erroneous in any way, that we have to verify it and let the prove it to the actual credit reporting agencies. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you over time the people I've told to do this that have found plenty of things wrong with their credit, either old cards that didn't close mm-hmm. that were hurting their credit score, or things that were open that they didn't know about. Another common thing is if you have a similar name, a junior and a senior or a third, mm-hmm. sometimes your parents' credit may get reported on your credit report. Mm-hmm. So
could be a good thing, could be a bad thing
to do that,
right?
Yeah, it could be, right?
Mm-hmm. You're rolling the dice on that one. Let me ask you real quick, Justin, before we let you go, and that is, so with as the odds increase of you not paying it off because of the credit score, do you offset that with a higher interest rate, or is credit just not available for people?
No, it is. To some extent, yes, you do a risk-adjusted a change to the interest rate, right? You're going to pay higher interest. But at some point, you do fall off that cliff where the risk is so high there's no amount of interest that could offset it. But question, and I can give –
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say an example. I just pulled an auto loan, right, off LendingTree to use as an example mm-hmm. recently, and it compared an excellent credit versus what we would call a good credit. And the difference was about $115 a month in
a car
in payment, or about $6,500 over the duration of that loan.
So when they say 0% financing for qualified buyers, that means you got to have a good credit rating.
If you ever listen, it says well-qualified buyers.
Well-qualified.
They always put that in there.
So
they're usually looking for a pretty high number.
At what number? Is there a number where people should not even look to even be, attempt to get credit? Unless they're seeing Mooney the neck in an alley?
If you're in the 600s, low 600s, I would suggest working on your credit before borrowing, if at all humanly possible, because the unfortunate truth is anyone who's going to give you credit that low, you're usually going to pay for it. And so it's cheaper to just save up that cash, if at all possible, if it's not an immediate need, and then get your score where it needs to be and pay less for it.
If you're in the 500s, don't waste everybody's time?
You're not going to like your rate.
Okay. You do better with Nooney to the neck in the alley. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time. Very valuable information. That's Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields. We'll take a break. Come back. 7:55 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.